Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna. How are you?
Lorena, I'm great, thank you.
Oh, the microphone's gone.
We're just having microphone issues on both of us. I just realised I wasn't even about to talk into one.
It's just a bit dicey sometimes.
We'll hold it up with willpower. That's how we'll do it. What have you brought us this morning?
This morning, I am reviewing Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. And this, Evaristo is the first Black British woman to win the Booker Prize, controversially.
Oh, we spoke about this with
Margaret Atwood.
The controversy around it.
You guys didn't talk about the book, though.
No, we didn't talk about the book. This is
the controversy only. Yes.
So she joint won it alongside Margaret Atwood.
Yes, for The Testaments, which I've reviewed on here, and which I found The Testaments is a compelling read. It feels like a little bit of eating a block of chocolate and then being like, whoa, because you just can't put it down.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't think it even deserved to be long-listed for the book,
How do you feel about the double win thing?
My point of view as a bookseller would be that it is the worst scenario would be that just The Testaments won.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Because people are going to buy it anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And so this is the better scenario than what it could have been.
Okay.
Because it still has a platform, though perhaps The Testaments is a little bit token. But still love Margaret Atwood, still think she's great.
She's awesome.
It's a great read. But, you know, it's just a little bit
The thing that the Booker is often so good at, and I know it's not necessarily the point of the prize, but they are really good at being like, here's a writer maybe you haven't heard of or maybe who hasn't quite had the clout given to them that they deserve yet, and it gives a bit of a nod to that sort of thing.
Yeah, and the last few years that's actually been quite interesting writers and playing with form, which is actually what Bernardine Evaristo does. So Girl, Woman, Other is, it's a book about 12 mostly Black, mostly women, and they're grouped into groups of three, and she describes that these stories kind of, it is a novel, but it's voiced by these 12 women in succession. And she describes it as they bleed into each other. And so she fuses character and form. And she also describes that she uses poetic patterning, but not poetry.
Okay.
And she wrote this book after a lifetime of conversation. She doesn't think she could have written this book as a young woman.
She's in her 60s, is that right?
Yeah. Older.
Yeah,
she's got a good career behind her. I think she's written, this is her 7th novel. And so what we do is we cover 100 years around the 20th century.
Wow.
And the main character is Amma. She's the one who kicks it off. And she is a playwright and a director. She would be in her 60s. She was really a really big feminist. She's a lesbian. She has a
And these are real stories, hey?
No, it's all fiction.
It's all fiction. Okay,
She has just been given a play at the National Theatre, and it is about Black women. It's called The Last Amazon of Dahomey. And so she just is getting ready for this play, and you have opening night and the people in the theatre. And it's kind of from their points of view, mostly,
awesome.
They link to Amma and Amma's crew in some way. And all the women that are explored in this are really complex, like as we all are, and there's no black or white feelings on how someone feels. There's a lot about feminism, class, how black are you, or do you even know if you're black or not, sexuality, politics. There might be some characters in there that you think they're so cool and admirable, and then you'll find out that they're a turf. It's got quite a lot of
interesting
modern, like it really feels like a now book, going back to the past to inform today. We've got young characters, we've got a character Amma's daughter Yaz, it's quite hilarious, she's like the wokest of them all but maybe a little bit clueless. We have Carol, she's a mathematician, and she's an Oxford graduate and has spent quite a lot of time conforming to the white world. We have Hattie, she's in her 90s, she's a farmer, she's never really been in the city. Another character who's really interesting called Shirley, who's sort of this dowdy teacher. And so all of these characters link over time, and it's very fresh.
Is it based in Britain?
Yes, yeah. So it's English. So it's Black British women. There's a few sections partly set in different places, and there's one set in America, and it's so compelling.
Yeah. That's awesome. So it's quite a tome as well. It's quite a hefty book there.
Hefty book, hefty hardback.
Long book.
And it has a lot, you whiz through it. Yeah. I feel like Milkman by Anna Burns, which won last year, that really explored form. It was quite relentless, where this explores form, but it's really easy to read.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any full stops in this book. So so it kind of fires through, but it has this beat to it, and when she ends a paragraph, it has these really strong pinpoint endings. It's like the last couple of words, they're the full stop.
Okay.
But it's not annoying to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that was my problem with Milkman, is I did struggle along with the form, the relentlessness. I think that's a really good way of putting it, of the form. It's an amazing book, but it was quite like, whew, I need a breather now. And I feel like this maybe is a bit more my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's a bit lighter. But it has heavy subjects.
Yeah, totally.
And heavy themes, but it does have that lightness with it.
So when it draws from the past, does it touch on a lot of British history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And colonial history and slave history. All of these women come from very different places, and they sit very differently on the scale, as everyone does. And you know, we live in a world, especially now, where you have your tribes and your you know, on one side or the other, and there's not much room for the grey in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this really represents how it's not like that at all.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a fascinating book. I think the one thing I heard her say about it was, she was like, I wanted to write this book for lots of reasons, but I felt like I had to write this book because we still don't have all these different nuanced versions of what it is to be a Black woman, basically, in our media scape.
Yes.
So I think she was kind of like, I have to do this. This is, I can't write about anything else at this stage because I need to write about this.
I love listening to her talk about this book. One thing I will say, it's quite a tidy book. Like, and that's like the Testaments as well. The judges quite liked a tidy, tied up book without giving away an ending. So I feel like there is a theme with that and what the judges like this year, but well worth a read this year.
Is this a big, beautiful hardback in Time Out, or is it a...
It is a big, beautiful hardback in Time Out. It's currently $40. It's published by Penguin, and it's called Girl, Woman, Other by Bernadine Evaristo.
But you do get a discount with your B card.
You absolutely do.
So today is the day, if you don't have one, to buy
one. Sign up for a B card. Thank you very much, Jenna.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly